Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
I am Grizz.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week we are discussing Robot Wars Extreme Warriors, Season 2, Robot Rebellion. The episode where the house robots will be unleashed.
Ooh. So the last episode.
Yeah, this is the last episode of Robot Wars Extreme Warriors, no, but we're not.
I meant the last episode as in the previous episode.
Yeah, this is weird. I don't understand the point of this episode, because the house robots, virtually every episode there's been at least one fight where the house robots got bored. In fact, now, we don't end up... it's a little preview for next week. There is a fight in which the judges end up disregarding a huge chunk of the fight because the house robots attack the wrong robot.
Ove.
Yes. And Grizz is not going to like it when he finds out which one.
I'm going to kill you.
So, oh boy. So before that, however, so the way that this works is there are 8 robots, and instead of having the 8 robots, instead of just having like a 40-minute fight between these 8 robots.
Yeah.
The house robots. You know what? Here's an idea for a house robot rebellion, okay?
Yeah.
What happens is, at random, 8 robots are drawn.
Uh-huh.
And we start with a house. We start with one of the house robots, and the robot that drew number one. And these two face off. And if the robot wins, a new house robot comes in. And if the house robot wins, the next robot comes in.
Uh-huh.
And eventually you'd work it down so that you'd go like Shunt, Dead Metal, Matilda, Bash, Killalot.
Mr. Psycho.
Well, this is before Mr. Psycho.
Boo! I don't want to live in a time
because Mr. Psycho. I can't figure out when this is recorded.
Yeah, never could I.
Because this seems to be recorded about season 6 time, and 2 weeks time, we're going to be going into Robot Wars Series 6.
Are we?
Yes. Instead, what we get is a tournament where 2 robots then get to face off against 2 house robots. So at very least, you would assume, well, how about we don't have the house robots in the qualifying matches?
Yeah. So they don't get to pick their opponents.
Exactly. And we also get the return of a robot that I think was in the first episode of the series. Because we get Maestro, if you please.
From Washington, Paul Bunyan.
Not this guy. This is the dumb robot that has... it's the robot that makes Joker's weapon look effective. It is a 4-wheel pusher robot with what in theory should be a devastating spinning weapon. In reality, what it is a windmill.
Yeah. Like, even at one point, the commentator says, oh, they keep coming in reverse, and they just using that weapon as, like, to gain more momentum.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly a weapon. Also, now, to be fair, the house robots in this fight are Sekilot and Sergeant Bash. But anyway, I've realised I forgot to mention we forgot to build in the other robot.
Yes. From California, Snakebite.
So, Snakebite is... what happens if you got Storm 2, gave it a paint job, and then gave it maybe half the power it had before?
Ah. It would be even worse.
It was also, to be fair, this was also the team that was in Robotica. I think they actually did quite well in Robotica, too.
Ooh.
So, what ends up happening here is that, I mean, it's not going to last long. It's quite clear very early on. I mean, Paul Bunyan almost immediately drives itself into the pit. It gets fed to the CPZ. I mean,
it spent more time fighting with the house robots than it did actually fighting with Snakebite.
And especially the robot that really, really doesn't like them is Sergeant Bash. Sergeant Bash is upset because it doesn't get to be in the rebellion itself. So it gets its licks in now.
Yeah, because there was a point in this fight where Sergeant Bash had Bunyan trapped, and then Sir Killalot came up and goes, no, give me it. Give me it. Oh, and then started shaking Sergeant Bash.
Yeah, this is a brilliant moment where Killalot starts lifting up Paul Bunyan, and Sergeant Bash is holding on. It's like, no, leave. We're not meant to fight them yet.
This is mine.
And then the two of them eventually break up after having a tug of war. And then Bash gets petty and rips the weapon off.
I'm taking this.
And then Sir Killalot goes, let's just ooter them. I mean, they've not been counted out at this point, but hey.
Yep.
It's clear that Snakebite's the winner.
Yep, literally wrote, Snakebite wins, I guess.
Yeah, but you're sitting there going, right, okay. So we're not going to, the house robots interfere. Anyway. Next fight.
From Oregon, Rosie the Riveter.
I genuinely thought that Rosie the Riveter and Triceratop were taking the side events off. Which is a shame, because I love those two.
Oh, well, if you love them so much, why don't you marry them? Come.
What? So just like a Juggernaut.
Got him. And there's a pod.
You have to be human.
And his opponent, from Arizona, Night Stalker.
So Night Stalker is a full-body spinner, though I genuinely don't think I have seen it do anything worthwhile in any of the appearances we've seen it in. And then in this fight, it becomes very clear very quickly that... the top appears to be coming off before the fight even starts.
Oh, good.
And then after a while, it gets smashed into the wall enough times that it's clear the full body spinner's broken.
Uh-huh.
And then Rosie the Riveter looks and goes, well, my weapon's not really causing much damage. Oh! There's a Matilda!
And Matilda butt.
Feeds Nightstalker to Matilda. And it just... Matilda's flywheel is OP.
Yeah.
It is OP as fuck.
It always has been since the second that she got it.
And, I mean, just... Wow. And then Rosie the Riveter then realises what event it's in and starts attacking Matilda.
Well, if it gets her to the final, she's not going to fight her there.
Yes. Wait a minute, is this as close as we get to girl-on-girl action in Robot Wars?
Can't fight!
And then something else gets brought back. Something that I'm so excited to see back.
The Plop Zone.
With a washing machine.
Yay. Isn't it funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. We get to see a washing machine drop on a robot. And then Matilda attacks the washing machine. Which I thought was Shunt's fetish, but okay.
Yeah. Shunt said a lot of stuff. Don't shun him.
Oh, no, I'm not. I am not kink-shaming Shunt.
Good. Good boy. Yep. Again, there was nothing really to this. Nightstalker just looked bad. To be honest, it was so lopsided that when it spun, it looked kind of drunk. And I mean, at least that was something I could relate to, but
yeah.
Other than that, that was it.
Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TekNoAxe. So, next up. Oh, great. Take it away.
From Oregon, Buzz!
I thought we were rid of this fucking thing. This is the weird, it's sort of a dome wedge. It doesn't even, yep. This robot looks like a Series 1 robot because it's the size of a middleweight.
Yeah.
So it's not even Season 2, it's Season 1.
It sure as hell drives like one as well. And his opponent, from California, Ninjitsu.
So Ninjitsu, did this robot fight in the series? I don't remember it.
I really can't remember either. Like, I've seen the final of this before, and I don't know if that's maybe why I recognize it. But I can't say that I remember it.
Look.
Yeah.
The answer is no. This robot fought in Nickelodeon Robot Wars.
I see.
It's the same team that entered with Shuriken in the US Championship.
Uh-huh.
Where it had a grand total of one match.
Ooh.
And the Green Mouse, which then fought in the House Robot Rebellion.
Yeah.
This is the one that got lit on fire by Triceratops.
I remember the Green Mouse as much as I don't want to.
So, yeah. Which means we're in the shocking position that Ninjitsu is the first of this team's robots to actually win a match. Also, it is possible that this is built by the team that built Panzer.
Yeah.
It is possible. It is not 100% certain.
Interesting.
And do you know what? Let's be honest, we've shit on this series a lot.
Uh-huh.
This is actually a really good first round match. Well, matches, as the case may be.
Mm.
So, the first time these two fight, Buzz instantly gets under ninjutsu and does a kamikaze pit with it.
Yep.
And looking at it, I went, surely Buzz needs to go out because Buzz must have touched the floor first.
Mm.
Which is a weird, because I'm sure the way it's rules as written is that the bottom of the robot needs to touch the, or the robot needs to touch the bottom of the pit to be considered eliminated.
Yeah. Chaos turn well thing.
Exactly. So, by that logic, Buzz has to be the one that goes out because Buzz hit the floor first. With
but
both
did
feet.
It, though?
Affected the angle. So, it happens is that the judges then go, no, we want a rematch. Which is the worst possible news for Buzz. Because yep. The second that Buzz charges in the second time, it gets knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like it's a one-hit kill.
I was generally quite surprised just on the way that it just didn't seem as if Ninjutsu's weapon was that powerful. But it just went bonk, and then Buzz just went, ooh. Per creepy looking thing.
Yeah. Anyway. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, you terrible, horrible, nasty little robot.
Yep, it goes on the floor flipper.
But anyway, we've got two more robots left.
I suppose we do. From California and Nevada, Snookums.
Do you want to hear something really, really surprising?
Sure.
Snookums comes good.
Gross. And his opponent from California, Medusa Oblongata.
Who cares? Who cares? Medusa Oblongata is a robot that gets defeated
by attacking
by a rag. Medusa Oblongata's weapon hits the tail of Snookums, which is all kind of fluff and paper, and it jams up the weapon. And then all of a sudden, Snookums suddenly starts being well driven. And gets side on and starts to push Medusa Oblongata around. Then feeds Medusa to Dead Metal. And whilst Medusa's in the corner, at this point, fairly clearly dead, Matilda, finally we find out why Matilda's been going so hard on the arse charge. When she ooters them, she ooters a robot. It's brilliant.
It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's the stuff.
Hooray!
Medusa is gone.
So, next on, we have a pusher versus pusher bot match.
Yeah.
As Rosie the Riveter takes on Snakebite. And early on, I think Rosie the Riveter's in control.
Yes, early.
This is a real back and forth match.
Yeah, like for the start of it, I would say so. But then, like, it just started getting to a point where it looked like Snakebite was taking over.
Yes, and so yeah, Snakebite does start to take over. One thing that does happen, unfortunately, is Snakebite actually at one point gets tagged by Matilda when it should be Rosie getting hit. Because if you're going, if you're the one pushing another into the house, the CPZ, you have a reasonable expectation that it's the one you pushed in that gets attacked.
Yeah, that actually really pissed me off as well.
I wonder if that could be a factor next week. So it goes to the judges. But it's quite clear that by the end, Snakebite was controlling the match. And unsurprisingly, Snakebite takes the victory.
Yeah. I still put Rosie down, though, because I was like, ah, they're going to fudge this and try and, like, let Rosie go out because it's clearly, like, the more fan-favorite robot. But thankfully, it didn't happen.
Speaking of picking the fan-favorite robot...
Go on.
Ninjitsu versus Snookums. Objectively, Ninjitsu wins this. It rips pieces off Snookums.
Yeah, Snookums, I don't understand
is
this.
On fire. And there's a moment where someone, I can't remember who, I think it might be Sergeant Bash, grabs Snookum by the tail. And you see Snookum going, and yet, despite the fact, okay, Snookums is quite well driven and they drive quite strategically. But, I mean, they've always favoured damage. This is well known. And yet, somehow, Snookums wins this match on judge's decision.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Like, pretty much just, as you said, it had its head knocked in the entire fight.
And then you realise exactly why.
Oh no.
So, our main event is Snookums and Snakebite versus, at first, it seems to be just Shunt.
And then Metal.
Right. Dead Metal you don't see until, like, 30 seconds in.
Yeah, Dead Metal just kind of hangs about, but Dead Metal was definitely there.
Because immediately it's clear Shun's got this solo.
Yeah.
So Shun is.
This is definitely
easily,
the worst of these Rebellion matches.
He's batting the two of them off, and then Dead Metal joins in. And then it becomes clear it was like, oh, it was meant to be an even contest?
Not anymore, bitch.
And then Sid Kellogg turns up. But at this point, it's like, oh, it's almost like kind of, oh.
Stop, they're already dead.
They're already dead. Quick, get Kellogg in. Get Kellogg, come on. We have to get Kellogg in. And it's funny because... The best bit is, so Snookums is just in pieces. It's just getting torn apart. And then...
Perfect.
At one point you see, so Snakebite and Dead Metal are fighting in the corner. And I don't know how it did it. Snakebite knocked out Dead Metal.
Yeah, there's definitely just a part where Dead Metal just dies.
For the second time this series, I'll note as well.
Yeah. Why is Dead Metal so faulty?
I don't know.
Oh dear. So, Mick says at the end of the fight, let's go at the judges. Oh, wait. Like, that's the thing with these Robot Rebellion matches, is like, they're just constantly, they're constantly skewed.
The problem is, for House Robot Rebellion, I mean, I can see the logic of putting a bunch of soup cans in, because then we get to see the House Robots destroy them.
Uh-huh.
However,
just once you want to see, like, good robots actually have a crack at it.
What you'd want to see is something like, obviously they'd never have, like, Razor or Hypnodisc in one of these matches. But, for example, what would be interesting would be Chaos 2, Pussycat, and Firestorm.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I know, but then instead it's like, it's Scorpion. Why?
It's Plunderbird.
Oh, no.
Trading two and...
Anyhow.
So, Snookums gets an organ dropped on it.
A what?
An organ. Organ.
I didn't see this bit. I tapped out.
Oh, okay. Well, Snookums gets thrown to the drop zone and an organ falls on it.
Okay. That's nice.
And we're done. Everybody gets pitted. It's over. Mercifully, it is over.
Anyway. Let's be honest, this whole recording, we've been waiting for one episode. And that's the episode that we're doing next week.
X swap shirts with the snake bait team. Last note.
Hooray.
See you next week.